What it takes to own a million-dollar home. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Ted and Chad. You know, not long ago, million-dollar homes were rare outside of coastal states. Today, they're common in places like Colorado, Texas, and even the Midwest. But what kind of income does it really take to afford one? Well, if you buy a $1 million home with 20% down, you're financing $800,000. That means you had to come up with $200,000 to begin with. At current mortgage rates of about 6.5% to 7%, that means a monthly payment of roughly $5,100 for principal and interest alone. When you add on real costs, the monthly picture begins to change pretty quickly. First of all, the mortgage payment, okay, $5,100. Property taxes could be anywhere from $900 to $1,200. Insurance from $250 to $400. Maintenance and repairs, $800 plus. Utilities, $500 to $700 a month. HOA fees, if applicable, $150 to $400. Total, $7,700 to $8,800 a month. Lenders generally prefer that housing costs stay below 43% of your gross income. My recommendation is much lower than that, about a quarter of your income, but that's just me doing some conservative planning. Based on those numbers, it would take a household income of about $300,000 to $350,000 per year to qualify and to get closer to, you know, closer to $400,000, really, to live comfortably and still save for retirement, college, and emergencies. A $1 million home isn't just a big purchase. It's a long-time financial responsibility. Higher insurance, rising property taxes, and constant upkeep are part of that deal. Before slapping into, you know, stepping into that world, I teared up there thinking about how much it costs. That's why I couldn't see it. It's worth asking, does this home support your financial goals or does it strain them? Well, it might be better to be income rich than house poor. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Of course, there are people in our community who sell those homes.
Oh, yeah.
Real estate salespeople, and I know none of them personally, but how much is a commission on $1 million?
$600,000 or $60,000.
Wow.
6% is the general amount. Now, the realtor would have to be the broker, the realtor, and the selling and the buying on all sides of it, because they usually share it in 1.5% increments, I think. You know, so a realtor might get $15,000 or $30,000.
To sell one house.
Yeah, I don't know how much more difficult it is to sell a $1 million house than it is to sell a $300,000 house. Probably takes some more detail and, you know, more investment in advertising.
Or maybe more snappy patter.
Tell
you what, you would look great in this home, okay?
Yes.
All of your friends would admire you. Ooh.
Yes, there you go.
How's that?
You ought to be, that's worth $15,000 right there.
Okay, sounds good. National Pickle Day.
Oh.
Yep. Created to celebrate the pickle as one of the world's favorite fermented foods.
Favorite fermented foods. Yes. No, beer is my favorite fermented food.
Pickles proved to be preposterously popular with people across the country. Number of pickle eaters is projected to proliferate to more than 250 million. At some point.
I do my share, boy.
Now, what's your favorite pickle?
Oh, dill. They got to be dill.
Got to be dill.
Yeah, I don't understand bread and butter sweet pickles. No. I don't get that.
I prefer my pickles on hamburgers.
I like them there.
I put them on hot dogs.
I like them there.
And several other sandwiches.
Well, peanut butter, butter,
yeah.
Ted, pickles,
are you a pickle
and
person,
lettuce.
Ted?
No, you guys go ahead. I'm not a pickle guy.
You're not a pickle guy. You're probably not an olive guy either.
Yeah. Nope.
And speaking of the people who sell million-dollar homes and so forth, my wife and I dined in a hurry last night at the local QT.
Okay. Did you have pickles on your dog?
Three hot dogs and put pickles on them. How about that?
You had three hot dogs?
Well, I gave one to my wife.
Oh, you let her have one.
I took two, and she took one.
I don't know if I could do I couldn't do is two Costco dogs.
You know,
those things are massive.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just marital advice. You'll do better in your marriage if sometimes you share something.
If you sometimes feed
like a meal
your wife.
Or something.
That's terrible.
Should work. All right. Pickle day.
That's a good day.
Don, thanks for being good to see you up and around again, buddy.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot stronger. I still don't have the range of motion yet, but I feel a lot stronger. I still got some tight muscles in there, but it's
the knee
coming
is
along.
Coming around. All right.
Coming along.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward.
All right, we got the big football weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs, after a week off, heading out to Denver for a matchup against one of the top three teams in the league, the first-place Denver Broncos, right in the same division as the Chiefs. The Broncos have won 10 straight home games out in Denver. Chiefs are only 1-3 on the road this season. Yet, the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite, says Vegas. So, Vegas knows something.
I've seen a little bit of the Broncos. They have a great team.
Wow. They are playing well.
Yeah.
They've got a 7-game winning streak right now. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, here's a little number for you. Patrick Mahomes has played against the Broncos 14 times. What's his record?
14-0.
13-1.
13-1.
Yeah, so he's done well against the Broncos in his career. The Chiefs have lost their last two meetings with Denver. All right, Chiefs and the Broncos. Mitch Holthus will have the play-by-play call of the game. Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday. Right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And 2 hours from now, we'll have our live weekly discussion with Mitch Holthus about the Chiefs and the Broncos coming up. So be here in the 8 o'clock hour for that. Kansas State is on the road heading down to Stillwater to take on the bottom team in the conference, Oklahoma State. Cowboys have lost 8 games in a row. First of 2 straight road games for Kansas State. Kansas State has only won in Stillwater 1 time in the last 26 years. And if they can't do it tomorrow,
it's a good shot.
K-State is a 19.5-point favorite going to Stillwater tomorrow.
Wow.
Live coverage for K-State football at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Listen to the Wildcats live tomorrow on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. No football for the Jayhawks. They have a bye week this week. Boy, how about this one? A top 10 matchup. Number 5 ranked Pittsburgh State taking on 9th ranked Northwest Missouri State. The Gorillas have won 8 in a row. The Bearcats have won 9 in a row. It's the regular season finale. That game is up at Children's Mercy Park up in Kansas City, Kansas, kicking off at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Top 10 matchup there for the Gorillas. Friends University is ranked number 4 in the nation. The Falcons are 10-0 and finishing up the regular season at St. Mary tomorrow afternoon. So Friends getting after it. Friends continues to lead the nation, averaging 56 points a game, 466 rushing yards per game, also leading the nation. And on the other side of the football, number 2 team in the nation on defense, only allowing 12 points per game.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What a team.
Yep, Friends University trying to keep its undefeated season going tomorrow. Also in the KCAC, 23rd-ranked Southwestern is on the road at Kansas Wesleyan. 24th-ranked McPherson is at home hosting Sterling. JUCO football, Butler Community College, ranked number 13 in the nation on the road at Dodge City. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Grizzlies at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The number 1-ranked team in the nation is undefeated Hutchinson Community College. Blue Dragons are 8-0 on the season. They've won 12 in a row, and they're visiting last place Highland tomorrow afternoon. High school football. We're into the quarterfinals in all classes around the state in the playoffs. Got some great games in Class 6A. Undefeated Mays at 10-0, hosting Manhattan. Derby visiting Wichita Northwest. Northwest is 9-1 on a 6-game winning streak. In Class 4A, Cape and Mount Carmel at 9-1, hosting Wellington. In a rematch of the playoffs from last year, that game is at Heights High School tonight. Augusta is at Wamego, both teams with winning streaks. Wamego has won 6 in a row. Augusta has won 4 straight. In Class 3A, undefeated Andale hosting 9-1 Pratt. That's a quarterfinals game. Pratt has won 9 in a row. Andale has won 69 consecutive home games.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.